I truly love interviewing cancer survivors because each time I do, there is a commonality among survivors, and that is we're going to give back. We're going to help other people. It's not about themselves being cured and now let's go on and travel the world. It's what can I do now to serve? I'm talking with Jennifer, who is a member of the Elks Club. And Jennifer, you just issued a $4,000 check here to the Central Peninsula Foundation. And tell me how that all came about.
It came about 2023 was my 5-year remission date, and on August 3rd. And
congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. It was a long time in coming. And being that kind of long-term survivor, you know, you want to have a party. It's a really big deal. And while we've...
That's like life.
I mean, when we celebrate my survival all the time, but this was a more concentrated event, 5 years. And so it was Jen's breast cancer survivor party. And then it turned into doing some games and raising money that way and donations. And people just donated even if they couldn't come to the party. We had bra pong and, you know.
Bra pong?
Bra pong. We took some bras of various sizes, stapled them to a board.
You borrowed Ryan's, right?
Yes. He doesn't share well those. And we charged $5 for 3 balls. They had to throw the balls and get them in the bras. Raised a lot of money. We actually had enough people, so we had a first, second, and third place. The first place person, his name is Robert, and he got it like 17 times.
Wow. He was really good at he must be practiced. He's the professional bra thrower, right?
Or sort of, yeah. And that night, my friends, Mike and Rhonda Crone, said that they would match any funds we raised. So in 4 hours, with that one little survivor party, we raised $2,000, and they matched it to get to the $4,000.
And I know why, because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And we're standing here at the Oncology Center that is named after Ed and Lila Crone, who, I don't have the statistics, but anywhere there was a fundraiser, anywhere people were raising money, Ed and Lila were there benefiting them. So it's very appropriate that that happened.
And Lila was also a cancer survivor, and it seemed appropriate that even though I was a survivor of breast cancer particularly, that other cancers happen, and this these two particular people made sure that other people would be taken care of, and it's an honor to follow in their footsteps.
Now, when you got your diagnosis, was there any thought that you would ever be having a bra-flinging party that would be so much fun and raising so much money?
No, not with the reason. I mean, it's, you know, any party, colleges across the world are having bra-flinging parties, but this was bra-flinging with a purpose. When it started, did I see myself being able to raise this kind of money for this kind of local place? Not a chance. No way.
But for those who are just receiving the diagnosis now and just going through it, it's nice to let them know that there is another side after you get that very traumatic diagnosis.
And it's my passion to remind people that what you don't know can kill you, and that getting the diagnosis isn't a death sentence like it used to be. So you can do it, you can get through it, you will survive it, and there's tons of help here just in our local little community. This hospital cured me of breast cancer in 13 days, technically.
It's amazing. Right here in your backyard. You didn't have to go to Seattle or anywhere.
I didn't need to. I didn't feel the need to. These people take very good care of you. They know what they're doing, and don't be afraid. And you can always reach out to these people, and they know where we are. They know where their survivors are. If you want to talk to me specifically because you heard me on a radio a half a dozen times, call. I work at 4D Carpet One. Call there and get my number.
You own 4D Carpet One. Come on.
I do. But that also happened in the last 5 years. So there's a lot going on in a small amount of time.
You're carrying on a great tradition that the Mortenses have had since I've been here in Alaska. Now, Kathy Gensel, you are with the Central Peninsula Health Foundation, and receiving these monies, what does that mean, and where will they be appropriated to help other people survive?
So we're going to go ahead and put this $4,000 into our Oncology Resources and Support Fund. And what that does, it'll support anybody that has any type of cancer. So, but it comes here to the infusion center. We've purchased recliners to make the patients a little more comfortable while they're sitting there, some of them for hours, getting their infusions and stuff like that. We use these funds to help folks maybe with transportation that need, that can't afford a ride to get here to see the resources that they need to see. So, yes, we will use it. We appreciate it. Love Soldotna Elks and these guys. So we really appreciate this $4,000.
Well, Kathy, the Elks have been here for a long time. We haven't had a foundation here for a long time, and we mentioned Ed and Lila Crone earlier. One of the reasons we've named this particular wing after them is because of the starting of the foundation. I believe he served as president. I believe they even hired you to be there. But what does the foundation do as far as enabling clubs like the Elks or people who want to have fundraisers and then specify that for a specific purpose?
Well, we're just a vehicle that if they want to raise funds and then want to, give it to someplace that's local, that the money's going to stay local and help folks in our local community, then they're able to come to the Health Foundation and do that. Because we have funds for animal assistance. We have 40 some odd funds, so we can find just about anything that will stay here in the community. We are a supporting organization, so anything and everything we do supports the hospital, its patients, residents, and clients.
So if I wanted to leave something as a legacy, I could do that and specify what it would go for?
Absolutely, you could do that.
Kathy, congratulations for what you're doing. It's changed a lot since we first came here and you were at the NBA. And now we have people who are survivors who are giving back to the community. And this has become even a greater place to live because of people like the Elk Service Organizations. Jennifer, congratulations. And I hope you have another bra-flinging party next year.
I'll make sure you're invited.
I love it. I'm Earl Sikorski, returning you to that bra-flinging sound of KSRM.